Coach, obviously a great season last year. You made it to the state championship game there in the spring. Lost a tough game to Rifle in the finals, but I'm guessing that loss and that season kind of gives you some drive going into this season.
Yeah, that season was kind of all about our culture, and we're heartbroken we weren't able to get the get that win, because our school did so well to stay open the entire year, and I just wanted to kind of give it for the community that worked hard to keep everybody as healthy as safe as possible through all that adversity to have that chance. But through that adversity, we learned a lot. We hung together, and even to have a shot to win that game with under 2 minutes, the way it went out, it just kind of showed the kind of culture and character those kids believed in. And I could be more proud. I didn't want it to end the way they did, but with the way that game went, that third quarter went, and some of that stuff, to have a chance to win it with under 2 minutes still.
Yeah,
was amazing by our boys.
Yeah, and you mentioned the struggle just to get there. How difficult was it to survive the season? I'm not talking about on the field. I'm talking about all the off-field adversity and, like you said, just keeping things open. How difficult was it to get through?
Well, for us, we were in person the entire time, and the lunchtimes got us in our classroom. So in game one, after our last practice, we found out that our starting tailback was out, and we didn't have anybody had taken only one tailback that had ever taken a snap in a varsity game. So our first game, we rolled out there with only 21 players, which is pretty low for even us. And then just kind of something like that every single game. By the end of the year, I had a Microsoft Excel sheet with about 36 players at some point had been quarantined.
Wow.
And most of them were healthy, healthy quarantines, so it's plugging people in. I never had a special teams depth chart that stayed the same game for game. But we had a bunch of guys that believed in each other and believed in what we were doing, and they just kept on stepping up, and it was really a fun season just to watch the guys play together, and it's just a great story. Just didn't turn out the way we wanted it to.
Sure. And then what about playing in the spring going into this year? Quick turnaround, a good thing? Would you like some more time off? What's your thoughts on that as you get workouts started here in 2021 after a late finish last year?
That's something I really couldn't control. We basically had about 2 weeks off and started our off-season program. So I think that the play that, the kids were young, I think it's harder on coaches, than the kids. But the hardest thing for coaches was to have the discipline to start back at square one, as opposed to, think that in the beginning of the summer, and even as we start these fall practices, that we could pick up at May 16th, where we left off at May 15th. So I think that's the thing that kind of we had to fight, is that, no, let's start over again. Everybody start over again. Usually have more than 2 weeks to put that last season to bed, and we didn't. So just kind of a mindset thing to get ready to start at ground zero with only one goal, and that's to perform really well against Alamosa in week one.
Gotcha. Now, when you talk individual talent on your team, it starts with Cade Palmer. He's going to get a lot of attention both in the press and by defenses, and just a tremendous short season last year, over 1,100 yards in the six games, and you get him back for one more season. He's an outstanding talent.
Yeah, really good kid too. He's very decisive in the way he runs, very fast, kind of a one cut and go kind of guy. So that's going to help us out. That's going to help Sammy out, who's a returning starter at quarterback. Hopefully that'll open up Jake Jennings, that had a catch in the state championship game, and Matthew Segovia, that's a really talented receiver. So if we can replace the three starters we lost on the offensive line, I think skill-wise, offensively, we'll be in great shape.
And that's the point you kind of reached out on already, but it takes more than one kid to reach the state championship game, and all those kids you mentioned contributed for you last year, so you have a good overall roster coming back offensively.
Yeah, we feel good about that, and the kids really enjoy each other and get along, and that makes it a lot better too. Is when you these guys, when they're not on the football field, they're always around each other, so that helps too. That you go through the long season.
Sure. What about the defensive side? What's your thoughts on your group right now?
Again, those three defensive linemen started a whole bunch of games together. Those same we lost on offense, we lost on defense. So we got to replace those three, and then Ethan Brunk was an all-state middle linebacker, and he moved on. So we got to shore things up the middle. But again, our other outside backer positions. You know, we've got the talent. We just they just haven't had the ton of the reps when it mattered. The nice thing about last year was we had some games that we were able to get some younger guys in the second half and stuff. So everybody's played a little bit. It's a bunch of guys that have never really been depended upon. They have to step up and make sure that they do their job. And if they do, I think we'd have a fun season.
Gotcha. Schedule-wise, you mentioned you start with Alamosa. That's, I think, an important game playoff-wise for that bracket. And then a mix of 3A schools in your pre-league schedule. So some tests for you there in the first 4 or 5 weeks of the year.
Yeah, and you know, all those teams are coached really well. Drew and Alamosa and Harrison, I think has one regular season loss in the last 2 or 3 years. And then new coach over at Mitchell, really good air raid guy, so that's not a walkover. And we have Elizabeth, and I think the last two games have been a 7-3 and a 13-10 against Elizabeth. So our getting ready is not going to be easy at all, but it's going to be good for us, hopefully, to get us ready for our league and hopefully a run in November.
Yeah, and mention the league. Lamar obviously made the finals last fall. Yep. Manitou Springs won the state championship in their class in the spring. But on paper, you're probably considered the favorite of the Tri-Peaks right now.
Yeah, we the last time we played in the fall in was it 19?
Yeah.
We gutted it out, that team. I think we won the league, and we won it a year earlier than I thought we would, with a real gutsy kind of run through the league. So, we would love to have the chance to want to win your league. I think that's when you're trying to get a program going. That's the first thing, is to try to be the best team in the league. And, you know, La Junta's not going anywhere, and Coach Tice has been coaching football down there forever. So, and we go to Lamar, and I think that's one of the hardest places to play. Those guys are a tough out anytime you're playing them on their home field. So I think our league is still, it's still going to be really good. Woodland Park, the new coach there, has run the defense the last 2 years, and they've been stout. And I was happy for Archie getting things going at Manitou. So, yeah, even in the league, I don't think we're going to have any gimmies. So, again, hopefully we can just make it to that 16-team bracket and see if we can get some magic again.